cold conditions today with a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, remaining frigid, minus 10 degrees for a low, a southwest wind up to 10. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, a touch warmer, a high of 18. Mostly cloudy Monday, much warmer with a wintry mix developing at night, a high of 31. Tuesday, more wintry mix, several inches possible, 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. And welcome to the weekend. Today is Saturday, January 20th, 2024. We have partly cloudy conditions to start your day, and it is chilly. It's one above. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly. To thrill the fairest lady of the land. It placed beside a blushing rose, the rose could not compare. But how was such as I to understand? I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. The rose has lost its color, but the orchid stays the same. And I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid, I was looking for a rose. And now I pay the price with bitter tears. I while searching for a rose, the orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
Yeah. It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now. But I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. These specks of gray that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love.
That's a pretty good way to start your weekend. Wake up, Hank Thompson, at 5:07, working through your Saturday. Good morning. It's a MeTV memory.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
Thank you. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars now, so far away. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay? Let's make it last.
Let's find a way.
Turn out the light.
Oh, come tonight. We got tonight, babe. Why don't we stay? We got tonight, babe. Why don't we?
Maybe I took for granted you'd be around to pick me up on my way down. I thought my feet were planted firmly on the ground till one day my whole world came unwound. Like a ball of yarn kept neatly on a spool, you held the life together of this broken-hearted fool. And what once was the exception now seems to be the rule. And there's a burning question, a fire in my mind. You always had the answer, ones I couldn't find. So all I'm asking is, where are you now? What Father Time would sell me, I'd take it all. If only you'd be back around. But then if time should spell me, well, I might take the call, but there's no way of knowing where I'm bound. So here it comes, another fine mess I've gotten to. If I knew which way to turn, I'd still turn to you. So if everything is said and done, what am I supposed to do? That's the burning question on fire in my mind. You always had the answers for me, time after time. So all I'm asking is where are you now? All I'm asking is where are you now?
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Good morning. Time to take a look at sports, sponsored today by members of the Sports Boosters Club. In boys high school basketball from last night, Lancaster defeated Richland Center 66-62, Prairie du Chien over River Valley 66-44. It was a close one. Fenimore 1 point better than Boscobel 29-28, Platteville over Dodgeville 63-42, Schulzburg 70, Highland 50. A win for Wazika Steuben over Weston 50-43, Gay Electric Trempealeau with a 76-73 win against Westby. Mineral Point 59, Southwestern 46. River Ridge a 67-58 win over Potosi. Darlington 64, Cuba City 33. And it was Onalaska over Toma. Final there 79-75. Girls finals, the Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win against Lafarge Youth Initiative 47-31, a win for Royal over Hillsboro by 20, 59-39, Seneca 47, Judah 32, Bangor with a win over Cashton 85-24, Reedsburg 60, Sauk Prairie 50, Wisconsin Dells an 83-15 win over Nakusa, and Westfield over Adams Friendship by a final of 59-40. Max Klesmet scored 20 consecutive Wisconsin points during a second-half stretch, and the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers continued their home dominance of Indiana with a 91-79 win last night. And in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers will meet for the record-setting 10th time in the postseason, with the Niners winning 5 and the Packers winning 4. The Packers could settle that score at 5 apiece with a victory tonight. We'll have that game on the radio, and we'll have the story of that game in later sportscasts today. This report has been brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts at Richland Center in Boscobel. It's local people serving you every day. From Napa Auto and Truck Parts, you get Napa know-how. Pine Valley Community Village is a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make Pine Valley Community Village your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart is open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, donuts, cookies, automatic and self-serve car wash, and from Richland Mobile Mart, 24-hour mobile fuel.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Thank you. sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking away, but she belonged to that fat man Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, in my arms she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist to just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes I knew I should run, but I heard when I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble, plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose,
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Mm-hmm. time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't. Call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle. beggar anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain, but you don't have to call. Time in your phone book. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
That's music for your weekend wake up Saturday morning edition from David Allan Coe. You never even called me by name. 5:37, and we have dipped below zero. We're at a new overnight low of 1 below 0. Time now for a little geography lesson for your weekend wake up.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apolloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekipa, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, the Peach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Off travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Oma, Black, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Elmsburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
WRCO. Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
My dad stopped the car, he got out in the rain, changed a blown out tire on a car for a family without a state place. I said, Dad, did we know those folks as they waved and drove out of sight? He just smiled as he started the car. He said, son, not until tonight. You see the road behind you is another road. You're gonna have to come back down. It's just the way this big old world turns round.
out on the highway one night many years gone by. I had the hood of my truck pulled up, my old gas tank was dry. Some old guy getting off on the night shift pulled up to check on me. He said, I've been in your shoes before, son, and it's no place to be. You see, you're gonna have to come back down. It's just the way this big old world turns round. You'll find somehow, somewhere, someplace, sometime, you gotta go back down the road you leave behind. I said, what do I owe you, friend? You could easily pass me by. It's the next time it might be me, son. You don't owe me a dime. You see, the road you leave behind you is another road you're gonna have to come back down. It's just the way this big old world turns round. You'll find down the road you'd leave behind, the road you'd leave behind. It's that old road you'd leave behind, down the road.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. She slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining, honey sweet. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
That's BJ Thomas. Just can't help believing at 5:48. It's your weekend wake up. Good Saturday morning to you. We are on the wrong side of the zero mark. Temperature wise, we're down to 2 below 0. That is our overnight low. Hey, how about Green Bay Packer football coming up tonight on the radio? The Packers and the 49ers in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs of 2024. And I do have a prediction. I'll tell you about that a little later on. If you're a Packer fan, you'll like my prediction. And, you know, you have to represent the home team, right?
You said goodbye on Tuesday. I figured I would see you by the weekend. I either didn't hear you right, or maybe this old heart just didn't listen. So I'm writing you this letter I may never send, wondering if you're wondering how I've been. Well, it's lonely, but I'm hanging in, hanging out till I'm with you again. Running out of reasons to be strong, hanging in, hanging out, and hanging on. About Blue Monday, tomorrow it's a week I've been without you. I haven't gone to work yet, I couldn't do a thing but think about you. But I know that I can't.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
corn was mostly higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs were mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed, mostly modestly lower. They were up initially, helped out by the sale of 297,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China, but did not hold on to those early gains. Weekly export sales numbers on beans basically mixed, above a week ago, not hard to do because of the holiday, but lower than average. Harvest activities gaining steam in Brazil with lower crop estimates from private firms. Still, most of those estimates are above that 135 million ton outlier. March soybeans were down a quarter at 12.13 and a quarter. May was 1 1/4 lower at 12.23. March soybean meal was $4.80 lower at $356.50 on bear spreading. March soybean oil was down 72 points at $46.90 with the lower move in crude oil. Corn ended the session mixed, mostly modestly higher. Weekly export sales were solid at more than 1.2 million tons, with more than half of that to Mexico. Also saw a small amount sold for next marketing year to Japan. Rain is in the forecast for parts of Brazil, and while Argentina has dried out a little, conditions are still good overall. March corn was up 1.5 at 445.5, and May was a penny higher at 456. March oats were up 13 at 379.75. And wheat was higher on short covering, technical buying, and the mostly lower trade in the dollar during the session. While most U.S. winter wheat has snow cover, winter kill is still a possibility in some areas. Wheat remains oversold, but gains will likely continue to be limited by the slow export demand. March Chicago was up 7.75 at 593.25. March Kansas City was 2.75 higher at 608. And March Minneapolis was up 7.5 at 695.5. Cattle were mostly lower, waiting for direct business and the USDA's on feed numbers. Pretty much as expected, total on feed was up on the year, while marketings and placements were down. February live cattle were 45 cents lower at 174.37. April was down 27 at 177.37. March feeders were 60 lower at 231.95, and April was down 27 at 237.47. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and their premium to the cash index. February was down 35 at 70.75. The April hog contract was 30 lower at 78.15. Now here's Megan Grebner with Cash Livestock. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was some light direct cash cattle trade reported in the north this week. Dress deals range from $272 to $277, mostly $274, which is roughly a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Business in the south remained in a standoff throughout the week with no reported deals late into the day Friday. University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown takes a closer look at how both cattle and hog markets performed this week.
Yeah, so generally we're going to talk about, I think, a lot of strength this week. Starting on the cattle side, live-fed cattle, they were down $2 this week, but, you know, we really didn't get a great test today, this week, given just how cold the weather was. Those feeder cattle markets also not tested. A lot of them closed early in the week with very cold weather. On the future side, the February live cattle futures contract closed up $2.60. And the March feeder cattle contract was up $4.50 this week. Choice box beef also jumped this week, up $11.90. That now puts it at $21 above year-ago levels. On the hog side, cash barrels and gilts climbed $1.20 this week. The February lean hog futures contract closed down $1.15. We also got gain on the pork cutout value. It was up $2.65 on stronger bellies this week.
While weather impacted some business this week, Brown says it didn't have an impact everywhere.
I will say when we get to the slaughter numbers this week, at least on the slaughter side, we seem to have gotten back to closer to normal levels. So we don't have another week of really reduced slaughter. Those packing plants, despite the cold weather, seem to be able to operate fairly well this week.
Andy says the slaughter sector returned to much more normal numbers.
We had a run of 617,000, according to USDA. That's actually 71,000 above where we were a week ago. It's 30,000 below where we were a year ago on the cattle side. And on the hog side, a run of 2.652 million head of hogs. That is 478,000 more than we ran that shortened week last week, and 111,000 more than a year ago. So I'd say we are catching up on the hog side of the equation.
With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night, I'll be on the bench, just like the old days, when the Green Bay Packer Radio Network takes over. I'll be imagining a broadcast from the doghouse, where I am currently located. Squirt, move over. You're going to scratch my Petula Clark record. There we go. Those were today's NWRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Jay's Pedal Center, Jay's Egg and Turf Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. We'll join you next Saturday night with another Saligol Rock and Roll Show on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.